Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast on YouTube that you should listen to because we have the best takes on the internet. I'm your host, FPS Diesel. Alongside with me, as always, is Wild Spartans.
Hi.
I like saying that. It's a long name. And Quite.
Where am I?
That's true.
Like, FPS Diesel's in a long name.
That's why nobody says FPS Diesel. Like, who says FPS Diesel? Like,
me when Diesel. I'm introing you.
Me?
I don't complain.
Yeah, but
I just say Diesel.
I would just say Diesel. The FPS is silent.
I just say FPS.
FPS Diesel.
Like, occasionally someone will be like, hello, FPS. It's like, who's FPS? Like, it's Diesel. But whatever.
That's his actual
hello,
first
FPS,
name.
Hello, FPS. Would you like to be sponsored?
See, I've gotten emails like that. where they go like first name FPS, last name Diesel.
This is why you make it really basic. No one's gonna call you Wild, no one's gonna call you Spartans, it's just Quite. That's it.
Yeah, that's
what?
Good. Like some people will call Brandon Wild. It is
I don't mind when people do that because I understand that like my name, you really can't do either one, and then most people just call me Brandon anyways, so it's like
I would rather
whatever.
Call you Spartans than called you then call you Wild because
at least
Wild,
Spartans is a
yeah.
noun. At least in, like
yeah,
Spartans,
Spartans
is a noun. But
yeah.
It's like Wild's the first word, so I also get it.
And I would never use Wild to associate with Brandon ever in my entire life. So,
I mean, he's off the walls, but like the walls of his bedroom.
Oof.
Exactly.
Me too, though. Like me too. Same fam. Same.
But yeah, most people just call me Spartans or Brandon.
I would much prefer Spartans.
I see Brandon. Brandon's become like. Super well known, like most people just call me that. Like there's a guy on my Twitch called Hillbilly Brandon, so it's definitely a brand now. I own Brandon. Time
yeah,
to trademark.
Trademark the word
time
Brandon.
To trademark the name Brandon.
Fine bros sweat profusely in the corner.
You're small enough; you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Speaking
anyways.
Of small people, children, and they're playing PUBG in India.
That could have gone, like, really bad.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Like, I'm not stupid, so that wasn't hard,
well,
but okay.
First of all...
Get your mind out of the gutter, fuckhead.
First of all, these kids
no.
are not playing PUBG anymore, because India don't like no violence.
So did they straight up ban it? I was a little, like, the story
yeah, some,
didn't
some
seem.
Kids got arrested for playing it.
That is
multiple
absolutely bananas.
Oh, the country of India hasn't, but some cities, it looks like.
Okay,
let's
roll back here and actually clarify what happened, though. So, in India, it is now illegal to play PUBG because according to, was it the government of India? I don't think it was, it was a media outlet in India that said it made kids psychopaths to play PUBG.
It was banned by the Bombay High Court.
Okay.
That's just like one city though, isn't it? Like, it's
wait,
not banned all over India, it's just
are
a,
not
it's
true. Wait, hold up. This has been confusing. I don't know exactly what it is, but I do know for a fact that people have been like taken to police custody over playing the game. They didn't get arrested or like put in jail.
They've
but,
just
like,
been detained.
They were detained and then they were kids and they just said like, don't play these anymore. And they let them go because the new rules were really, you know, new. But like the fact that a game is even being banned to begin with is fucking stupid. I mean, China hasn't even banned PUBG. China still lets you play PUBG.
Well,
India hasn't banned it either. It's just like certain cities. Like it's not the majority of the country.
Yeah, but like once it starts picking up speed, eventually, you know, it might happen in the whole country, or the city's going to overturn. But like the fact that it even happened to begin with is not good.
Bro,
well,
just let the PUBG microtransactions stimulate the economy.
What's happening in PUBG is what happened in like the 90s over here in the West. Like they're going through the same. Arguments that we had in like the Satanic Panic, the 80s and the early 90s about video games causing.
Did
like,
they arrest
violence.
People for video games back then? I wouldn't know because I haven't.
It was
a whole
used
lot of
as it was used as like evidence in different trials and things like that. And obviously, you know, when there's like tragedies, like a shooting or something, they look to that and say,
"They
yeah,
always
well,
turn to
he,
video games."
He played Doom. Thus, we know he learned to shoot from Doom, and that's what made him like good
but
at that, and blah blah blah.
But the game was like never the cause of being detained, right?
It was never the cause of being detained, but they said it was the cause of the person's violent actions or the ability to shoot a weapon.
That is epic.
Even
if you think
though
about
that's been proven like scientifically to be false, and actually do the complete opposite in terms of like being able to kill. Like, it lowers people's aggression. It actually has a decrease in violent crime. I don't know if that's a correlation or causation, but if you look at the graphs of crime and then video games, it's fucking plummeting because of video games. So it's like, it does the complete opposite of what people are trying to claim. And I think the only reason governments like this want to crack down on it is because it's seen as like a pointless entertainment media source.
Right, like, really, just let it thing. Just let it just let it stimulate the economy.
Well, it's stimulating China's economy. Not
it's stimulating China's economy, but like if it's blowing up in India too, like let the fools like buy microtransactions, homie. And tax that shit.
Yeah, just let people play games. Like, just because they shoot someone in a game doesn't mean they're gonna do it in real life. Like,
it's on a phone. It's
exactly
like
the opposite.
It's like the PUBG Mobile is the thing that's blowing up there. It's not like fucking the main PUBG. So it's like even less realistic.
Well, yeah, because majority of India just got their hands on like mobile devices and shit. That's why T Series is blowing up so much.
Yeah, getting mid tier and like low tier smartphones in India is a lot more in reach to Indians who make significantly less than people in the West. You know, this middle market of phones is allowing people to have those luxuries that we have here that they didn't have before, which is, I mean, ultimately, like, the fact that this is happening in India, I would say is a good thing, because it shows that they're, like, developing very steadily and, like, very rapidly, but,
yeah, you know. At least as far as the digital age is concerned, because, like, as far as, like, infrastructure goes, the internet's more accessible than plumbing.
They still don't have poo-poo toilets.
Like, actual factual.
Like, there are, like, I don't even know, songs. There's, like, public announcement songs that are, like, about not shitting in the streets.
Yeah, we've talked about
that. Yeah. But I feel like if you ask somebody there, they'd be like, well, I feel like a toilet is more of a concept than an object. It's like, what is the toilet to you?
To me, it's
the street.
It's so hard to, like, really get a good grasp on this conversation about, like, their interpretation of, like, video games causing violence, because, like, it seems like it's very different culturally for why they feel it is. They have a specific word for it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not just going to try to pronounce it, but...
Like,
what does the word mean? Just video game addiction?
Well, apparently that's the word for psychopath, but I don't know...
What the fuck, dude?
The gamer means psychopath in Indian? What?
Bruh, don't play Mario Kart, you become a psychopath.
I mean, that one's kind of true if you think about it.
To be fair, Mario Kart is one of the most rage-inducing fucking games of the planet.
That and Smash. Yeah. Break chairs, bro.
Basically Nintendo games. Basically
they said Nintendo games are supposed to bring families together, but all they do is tear friendships apart.
You just said they bring families together, not friendships.
They were meant to bring, like, well, friends can be family.
I guess.
That's real facts.
Are we not family, Brandon? Diesel?
Absolutely
my thumb?
Not.
Yeah, that's fair. I can respect that.
Okay, Brandon. I see how
did
it
you
is.
Find the word? Or are you looking for it?
It was literally attached to the Twitter moment, guys. Come on, do some thinking here. I'm not your Jamie.
I mean,
Jamie,
it's your topic. It's your topic,
word.
Though, bro.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Topic,
I'm going. So I'm going to put the word in the chat, but I am not going to say it, but I will spell it. Manorogi. So there you go.
I love how you paused on the G and the I.
I just like spelled out the cadence weird. Give me a break here.
I know. I'm not taking a stab at you. It's funny.
Man orgy?
Okay, like that's exactly
like.
Why I didn't say the word.
That's not even what it looks like. It looks like Manorogi if you're going to butcher it.
Oh, there you go. That's a better one.
I would believe it's that, but I'm not going to...
I feel like the pronunciation on the English characters is probably not like that.
But like...
That's like, on first glance, that's how I would read it if I assumed it was like English phonetics.
Dude, I typed it in and I found Indian memes.
But like, look at... this, right? And then look at how China handles a lot of their, like, gaming, right?
It literally means psycho in English.
There you go.
Yeah, no, it literally, like, let me read the definitions. Psycho, psychopath, sociopath, psychotic person, psychotic.
See, but I feel like it means something different to them who live there than to
us
who are,
like, the context with it, even though it's, like, a direct translation, the context behind the word's probably
slang. I feel like it's probably just slang.
Maybe, I mean... It's like me. Like I feel like they have a different context than a Shane Dawson documentary, as opposed to like what we have, you know.
Yeah. No. It. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it has to be on par with that word to some degree, based off the laws that are being made and everything like that. Like, it has to line up somehow.
Yeah, like, psychopath is, like, the stronger word that, like, people, like, avoid using. Like, sociopath is the one that people toss around more commonly here. It seems like that's like, the harder version of, like, whatever they have.
I feel like it just means psycho to them, and they're just calling people who play games psychos because if they have a stigma that video games cause violence, it makes sense for them to call them psychos.
I don't know. Maybe if we have an Indian person who watches our podcast or listens to us, please explain.
Yeah, if anybody's in the area, we'd really appreciate you bringing us into the circle.
While we're talking about this, we're
dumb Westerners.
I'm going to check our audience demographic to see how many people live in India.
It's like a whopping 2.
You'd be surprised.
It's going to be like 0.2. I'm already calling it.
It's probably going to be more than you think. Like, even if it's
how common is English in India?
English is the, it's
the
pretty,
second language
pretty,
that they teach.
Yeah, like, English is like the most taught language, like second language ever. Like, it's just the language
geography
of the world.
Okay, let's see. We got to go through.
Come to think of it, I just want to look at my demographics for India.
Well, India's not even listed on here, so
Would it be in the new creator studio by chance?
I doubt it. It just, no, because like our viewer demographics primarily US, and then like a bunch of other random shit, and it doesn't show once it hits 0%
US, and then all those other countries.
0.1%
really
of my audience is from India. Take that as you will.
US, UK, Canada, Australia, Germany, Finland, Estonia, France. France at the very bottom was 0% of our watch time, being at 48 minutes.
Change it to go to the demographics and then click on geography specifically.
I did.
Are you in the old or new studio?
Old.
Ah, damn. That seems like a really small list for clicking in that, because it gives me like 2 pages of shit online.
Yeah, there's also less views overall, so.
True.
Let me check mine for.
Yeah. If yours and mine lines up, I'd imagine it's probably a similar thing. With
there's a huge fucking list on mine. I'm trying to find India though. I want to see how much India is. India 0.1%.
Okay, so there's one person in India. One
potentially,
person.
Yeah, probably more
to
like
you,
seven.
To you, sir. Please help us.
To one of you seven who watches us.
Yeah, please help.
Please help.
Please help. Also subscribe to PewDiePie.
There you go. That too.
Did he like permanently lose now?
I think I think we're like permanently dead.
I feel like it keeps switching back and forth, but like
it's been switching back and forth recently, but I don't think he's gonna pull through because everybody's getting sick of it, including me.
I was sick of it a month ago, dude. It's like I'm all for PewDiePie being top fucking YouTuber, but if it's gonna constantly be like, guys, we need to help PewDiePie, it's like, oh my god, we've been doing this for 4 months.
It's
right,
like I
get helped it. Him a lot.
I want him to hit 100 million first, obviously, but it's like I'm so fucking burnt out, dude.
Yeah, I want to see him just hit 100 million soon, and I mean it'll happen soon anyway.
Yeah, for real.
T series, according to Social Blade, eventually T series will just all like totally pass
like
PewDiePie.
It's like their growth is natural. It's not grassroots. So like he's up by 6K right now.
Yeah, I mean it's kept like going back and forth.
I'm willing to put up with this until he hits 100 mil, and when he hits 100 mil, we
win.
We just fucking.
I don't want to even bother anymore.
The population of India is 1.3 billion. Let's say half the people there plan on watching T-Series sometime in their life. That's 700 million people for a potential audience for T-Series. PewDiePie's fucked.
No, we have, but there's India crossover, bro. We got it, bro. We got it, bro. We got it. We just have to get the entirety.
We just have to get the entirety
of the Western Hemisphere.
As we just witnessed, the crossover is very fucking minimal.
We're not so, PewDiePie, though, bro.
Well,
who knows?
That's probably because a lot of Indians learn English, but they don't learn it to a proficient level, you know? Because think about how many would go into higher education. Brandon, all you do is speak English. You don't speak another language.
Am I good at this language? Not really.
Not really? That's pretty bad.
No, I mean, to be fair, like, most Indians who learn it as a second language probably know it better than me, too. Like, I can't even front, dude.
I mean, honestly, like, well, you know, like, when Quackity calls those scam places, they speak it pretty well. I'm honestly
Yeah, for real.
Surprised.
Like, it's, like, my English is barely English. It's devolved into a bunch of slang and inside jokes that only people who, like, fucking are in our friend group or, like, watch our videos will understand.
It's just words.
It's
just words.
It's not even words. It's just sounds that don't make sense to...
You guys know that most Beep-boop. Americans, like, read at, like, an 8th grade level, like...
No, I saw that article. Majority of Americans couldn't read a book at 8th grade level. I can definitely read a book at 8th grade level, all right? I can guarantee you that. I could read a book at 8th grade level.
Like, words per minute and speed. Not like it's like a grade 8 level book. Like, that's how fast you can get through it.
That makes sense because, like, a lot of, like, as you grow older, like, your communications, moves from, like, you have to, like, consistently read books and shit. So I'm, like, sure your thing will, like, just decrease because you're not as practiced. But I feel like that's more of, that's less of, like, people being incompetent and more it's just, like, a skill that they don't need as much.
Yeah, but
like,
also,
you don't have to write book reports, like, past college or whatever.
Our generation is reading books more often than previous generations as well. So, I mean, I'd like to see that go up because there's a lot of good, like, books that people aren't reading.
Wait,
like
really?
Physical books or like just
physical
books in general?
Physical books.
What?
But like,
it's like the record thing, you know, like how people are buying records now. People buy books.
Yeah, like there's a vinyl boom and shit. There's like a.
I can definitely see that.
There's like a lot of like, but like books are aesthetic as hell. But it's like are just
you,
all like
you look
on a
smarter
shelf.
When there are books behind you. I won't lie. Like I have a bookshelf
but it's like,
behind.
Like
me.
I'll have a yeah. No fucking. It's like
you
I'll
don't
have
even
a bookshelf.
Have to read them. It's just like the,
it's like I'll
it's
have
like
a bookshelf.
Fucking enchantment table in Minecraft.
You don't use that bitch. You ain't got the EXP points. Why are you fronting? Why are you fronting? But it's like It's like I'll have books and shit because I think they're like cool to have and shit. But. I don't know. I do most of my reading at night, and it's just so cumbersome to, like, fucking clip a light on the fucking book and shit. I'd rather just get an ebook on my phone.
I don't know. I just don't personally read much.
Yeah, like I try to read.
I have
but...
some books that I'm definitely interested in reading at some point, but, like, I never just feel like... I never just think, like, oh, I want to read. Like, ever.
I still ever. Have to read really? That House of Leaves shit.
You, nope. If you're, like, traveling, I think reading's fun. It's just better because it helps me tune out, like... people, like, if I'm on, like I'm taking a bus, like, I'm going to read a book, you know?
I haven't gotten
around to reading.
Yeah, I'm on board with you until the Switch came out.
I think the big thing with me in reading is, like, when I was growing up, it's, like, I was just forced to read. Like, it was never encouraged.
And they never
really
give
enjoyment.
You good books to read, in my opinion.
No, they don't. And it's, like, I know, like, I was never interested. And my topics for books is fucking niche as shit, right? Like, I could say, like, oh, I like sci-fi. But if a certain sci-fi book isn't the way I want it, I won't like it, you know? So it's, like, I'm picky as shit. And on top of that, they forced me to read these books all the way through middle school and then a little bit through high school. And then I kind of just stopped. But still, it's like we didn't need to be forced to read these. What, like, what was the point?
I didn't start reading good books until I got to college, where they gave you leniency on the books you read. You know, because I had like a professor who was like, "Yeah, you can do a report. It has to be on one of these fucking 24,000 books." And Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy was one of them. And I was like, "I've never read that," so I gave it a read. It was it's really good.
Yeah, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, like, when I had to read that, it was really fucking good.
It's way better than a movie.
Sounds like a good book.
I don't know. It feels like a lot of the books they choose for your curriculum, even though they give you, like, a choice, per se, like, out of, like, six books to read to do a report on, it feels like a lot of the time, like, they're not exactly, like, they're not bad books, but it's, like, they're not really tailored to your niche. Like, you can't pick what you like. You have to pick out of the selection what you like the most. And then,
yeah,
I know, like, a lot of people probably said this going through, like, school and, like, having the book reports and shit. But, like, it having to report on it instead of just being able to enjoy the book is so goddamn draining. Like, it just sucks the joy out of that
shit. In middle school, we were forced to read books every so often. And we would have to, like... we could pick the books, but the frequency they were making you read them was like once a week or something.
So you just get burnt.
And then at the end of the week, you were supposed to take a test in the book, and then like you get points for it based off how many questions you asked. And like, you know, since they forced you to read so fucking much, it was pretty easy to find out the questions were super basic, and you pretty much needed to read like summaries or fucking Quizlet shit, and you get the answers. So yeah. It's like most kids cheated anyways. It's the only book that I actually remember from middle school was The Giver. Because, like, that was actually, like, a good book.
Good book. Love The Giver.
Yeah. Every kid in my class loved that book. Like, everyone loved it. But, like, every other book, nah. They're all
do you cool. remember yeah, Matt, other books you didn't enjoy reading?
Nope.
Damn.
There was this one book I really enjoyed reading, but, like, then I just stopped because I was made to. Because, like, something changed. I forgot what it was, but, like, we just, like, they just changed up the book that we were supposed to read, like, midway through.
I remember I had to read John Steinbeck's The Pearl. I thought that book was incredibly boring. What else was there? Shakespeare's kind of hard to, like, I just don't enjoy reading it. I do appreciate it. I'd much rather see it as a play, the way it was meant to be seen. But I have, like, copies of the original Star Wars trilogy. As like Macbeth isn't bad to read. I'll say that. I read that, too. It was, like, kind of eh. Shakespeare is just hard to get through, just because of how it's formatted and everything.
Yeah, and then, like, the fucking English is different to our English, so it's, like, everything fucking doesn't like it doesn't click no, instantly. Well, you have to think about it.
Shakespeare wrote in our English. He's just rhyming.
Still,
he wrote in our English.
It's not
but, like,
my
he,
English, Diesel. It's he's not like my English.
Like, do you think Shakespeare could understand, like, yo, what the fuck is up, bro? Like, eat this shit across the fucking fence, homie. Like, you know what I'm fucking saying, dude? You know what I'm fucking saying? Like, that's how I fucking talk on, that's how I talk in my streams when I get into, like, just conversation with my friends. Like, we're, like, talking utter nonsense.
Shakespeare be like, art thou gay?
Like, you think of Shakespeare, like, looked at, like, memes are, like, the modern works of art, and you cannot change my mind on that shit, but, like, if Shakespeare saw that shit, bro, like, he'd be like, what the fuck, this ain't English, bro, like, what the fuck, what happened, bro, what the fuck?
I can't wait to see the Doge meme hanging in an art gallery in 50 years.
Like, did fuck even...
Like, that will, that's, like, not even a joke.
Did fuck even mean anything back then?
Can we get a meme museum, please?
There totally will be.
I want a meme museum that updates every 10 years.
Like, give it another decade or two, there's going to be a meme museum. If not, like, maybe if memes aren't, like, the same, like, exist then, like, there'll be, like, something recounting that very specifically niche part of history of our generation.
If memes don't exist by then, that's going to be a big problem.
They might just be called a different thing. I don't know.
No, memes, I don't think memes
if memes get called a different thing in a decade or they don't exist, then, like, I mean, I could imagine a word being changed, but if they don't exist, that means, like, humanity really fucked up.
Memes have been
the
same. We're gone. Memes have been the same for there. Over 10 years. Like, they've been called memes for over 10 years. The
true,
formats
yeah.
have evolved.
Yeah, you know what? No, you're right. Like, meme, like, I think it has permanence. Like, it's just always going to change. It's a new medium. It's like a new, like, art form, if you will. Like, how video games and film and radio were gradually introduced, that kind of shit.
Yeah, and then we're going to get a meme museum and, like, bet your ass going to fly out to that shit as soon as it fucking opens.
It's like... fucking clickbait. Me and my friends went to the meme museum. ...
The actual meme museum, though.
Dude, there's probably already is one, dude. Like, fucking Christ.
I mean, there's a sex museum. Like,
meme museum, New York City. Of course, there fucking is. We could have gone, Diesel.
There's a meme museum in New York City. Jesus Christ.
We gotta hit that shit up. When I eventually go to New York, we're gonna fucking go into that shit.
Yeah, okay, we'll go to the
look
meme.
At this.
I don't
look
know if
this.
It exists.
There's
I don't
a
know
doge on the wall already! There's a doge already!
There's a Pepe
where
on
is
the
that?
Wall.
Where is that?
What is this?
This is a pop-up event.
Okay, yeah, this
soon.
Memes museum
damn
thing,
it.
I think it's,
oh,
I don't think it's a real
year.
Thing yet.
This is last year.
This memes museum thing, I don't think it's an actual physical location yet. It's opening... Oh, it was supposed
no,
to open
it,
last
a,
year, but it didn't.
It's a pop-up, so it's like it's open
oh,
for
oh, this was the pop-up.
Closes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So they probably, like, left.
So we can say that Doge was on a wall for a museum.
It is.
At some
it is,
point.
Yeah.
He was.
You know, oh, you guys have seen, like, that enhanced Doge posting Twitter, right?
Yes.
No. I feel like I've cried about this on the, like, either on stream
I've
or on
heard,
podcast.
You've done
talking.
It multiple times.
Well, I'm doing
talking.
It again.
What is this? I don't remember this.
So, you know, like, the Doge meme, like, made a resurgence recently in, like, the most fucking
oh,
ironic
yeah.
way possible, where it's, like, it'll take, like, everyday situations and just, like, replace everybody in them with Doges, or it'll just be, like, super shit posty. But, like, the last post on
yeah.
the enhanced Doge posting Twitter was, it's getting late and I don't want to be late for school, night dude, see you again tomorrow, and then last online 5 years ago, and it's been 4 months since he posted.
Wow,
it makes me
damn,
so sad.
Oof. Thank God.
Thank this God. Is a good account, okay?
Can I get,
okay,
can I get
account.
An F in chat, please?
F in the comments. I had a friend who, so I hadn't talked to him for a while, and I called him on Discord to play something with him, and he had a fucking Doge profile picture. The first thing I said was, why the fuck do you have a Doge in 2019?
If you
and
remember what,
like,
a Doge is, you're eligible for a veteran's discount. I had a stroke
yeah.
break. Jesus.
And then, he's just like, dude, it's on a resurgence. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
It's on the comeback.
Doge is dead. Doge is dead, right?
God.
Just let it rest. Let the meme rest.
Speaking of digging up corpses, Dora the Explorer.
Does Dora find a corpse?
No. Well, I mean, one, she is, like, a treasure hunter, and then two, the show ended, I think, and so, like, that's, like, old nostalgia, so technically digging up a metaphorical corpse.
If you remember Dora, you're qualified for the veterans discount.
There you go. So, did we all see the Dora the Explorer trailer?
I just watched it.
Yes, but I don't remember any of it on purpose.
Okay, so I watched the College Humor sketch as per Brandon's request. Literally, like, if I squinted, I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference between movie Dora and College Humor Dora. That's pretty insane.
She's a high schooler, I think, or a college student. I don't remember
she's,
in this one.
She's a high schooler. She's also a high schooler in the College Humor sketch.
She don't speak Spanish.
She does speak Spanish.
Oh, she does?
She doesn't one, speak she looks... at the camera though in the trailer.
Alright, oh, I just want to say real quick that Diego in the new trailer looks kinda like a meth head.
He is played by Jeffrey Wahlberg, who has been in movies I have not watched. So there you go.
I thought you were going to say Jeffrey Dahmer for a second. I don't know why.
My first reaction when I saw him, I mean, like, Dora had the same reaction. Was like, I'm like, damn, that dude's skinny.
So the girl that's playing Dora was in other hit movies like Sicario, Day of Soledad, Transformers, The Last Night.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She played
Isabella. Wait, she was in these movies?
Yeah.
She was in Sicario.
What?
She was in Sicario, yes.
Nuts.
She totally doesn't look like a high schooler. She looks like an adult in this movie. It looks like they dressed up an adult to look like a high schooler who's like dressed like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, I thought that too, and I looked up her age. She's 17. Like, she's not even 18.
No, she looks like a high schooler to me.
I thought she was early 20s. That's why I got curious. I was like, what the fuck?
Are they I don't know. I think they casted Dora the Explorer wrong. I would have much preferred, like, I don't know, a child actor.
It's hard.
Imagine, like, a fucking six-year-old just being like, boots, a boot.
It would be that movie would be awful. Like, it would be terrible. But honestly, actually, I would have much preferred an animated Dora the Explorer movie by, like, the
guy. Don't we already have a bunch of those?
Cost money.
Don't we already have a bunch of animated Dora the Explorer movies?
Yeah, but like one for like the whole family, not one for 3-year-olds.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this isn't the worst fucking live action reboot I've seen. Like,
no, this looks fucking awful. What are you, nuts?
I can't wait
for Drake and Josh the movie, guys.
I say it's not the worst. Hey, I didn't say it was good.
Drake and Josh is up next.
If Kim Possible... I'm calling it. If the Kim Possible TV movie was like bottom of the barrel, like TV movie, like nostalgia garbage, right? Then this would be right above that. Because some scenes in this trailer look hilariously dated. And it looks really bad and it shows.
Right? Why do they keep trying though? Because like people clearly don't like this shit.
Because we don't like it because we're like the minority of it. But
I don't know. Okay, like you look.
I wouldn't even say we're the minority. I just think the age demographic shift. So like everyone who watched this shit growing up, right? Like first of all, they're gonna get their interest peaked, and then second, it's like they're gonna look at it and be like, "Wow, this is poop." But then the younger generation,
they're gonna take
their
kids
to
it.
Fun.
They're gonna take
that's a good point though. It's like we probably wouldn't. We won't like if we were introduced to like cartoon Dora at this age, we wouldn't fucking care. They wouldn't like it. Like I don't know. It's definitely not made for us. So like I'll get over it.
Well, it's being directed by the guy who made the Muppets movie. Not the R-rated one that's apparently really bad.
Oh, fucking the dates. The fucking, what was it?
Muppets
the one that
Most
our Uber
Wanted.
Driver almost crashed our car for?
It was called, like, The Daytime, or it was the something. So I used to know the name of that movie. I don't know why.
The Uber driver was literally crying.
Yeah, like now that I look back on that, that was really weird. Like, that was very uncomfortable.
Dude, it was No, it's a great fucking story, and I'm glad it happened. I wasn't even in the back. I was in the front. I was the one pairing with it, like, right fucking next to him, Diesel. Come on. You were in the back. You were safe.
Safety buffer.
If he crashed the car, I probably would have been the one to go, all right?
Well, okay. Well, the guy who directed the Dora, or who is directing the Dora movie, excuse me, he did Flight of the Conchords, which is like the TV show. That wasn't bad. He was a writer for it. He was the director for the Muppets movie in 2011 and Muppets Most Wanted in 2014. He was a writer. So there's like a really good chance that this movie will actually be really funny. And the trailer just did it a disservice. So I'm still holding out, like, you know, some kind of hope.
Also, Michael Pena. Michael Pena's pretty good.
No, okay, you want to know something fucking hilarious? Guess who's playing the voice of Boots?
What?
Take a guess.
Morgan Freeman.
No.
Danny DeVito?
Honestly, those are all really good choices.
If Danny DeVito played the Boots, I'd fucking
watch that movie
so quick.
Almost all Hispanic cast.
George Lopez.
I wish. That's so close. Danny Trejo.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Danny space. Trejo is?
I might know his face.
Is it that, okay, huh? Brandon, you might, if you don't remember him from movies,
yeah,
he
no,
was in
you're gonna know
I
who
do.
Danny
he was in Call of the Dead.
I absolutely do. I know his face.
Could you imagine?
He was in Call of the Dead. He was the dude who kept getting, who like,
fucking
with the machetes.
Machete going, oh yes, Dora, we got Danny Trejo. What the fuck? Why?
That sounds fantastic.
And he was in Spy Kids too.
And Benicio Del Toro is voicing Swiper, so there you go.
Swiper's in the movie, sick!
Yes, Swiper is also going to be a fox. So he's going to be animated, which I find very weird, but okay.
Hey, wonder how they're going to do that. Rocket Raccoon.
I mean, yeah, sure. But I just also want to say, like, you know, like, you know, my black brothers and sisters, they get Black Panther, but, like, I get fucking Dora the Explorer.
I got fucking crazy rich Asians, okay?
Well, people love that movie. I don't know why.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know if it's good or not.
I've been planning on seeing it, but I just keep, you know, putting it back for.
I haven't watched it because I feel like I should read the book first, but we've already been over the book thing.
Just read books, you fucking young people.
I'm supposed to read House of Leaves first, okay?
Oh,
Diesel,
my
it's like
gosh.
It's Diesel. It's like you shuffled your cards and picked it.
House of
it's
Leaves like- is not a book you should start with.
I'm doing it for the Nightmind.
I know Nightmind, yeah, but like it's a very complex book to read. I will say that. So.
Oh well.
But yeah, oh, well, like
I'll read through it.
I can't believe like oh yes when I think of like Spanish movies I get Fast and the Furious, I get Dora the Explorer, and I get Spy Kids.
Why can't
you know Miles? You know
get,
Miles Morales is Hispanic, right?
I know he's like he's half Dominican, half African. Yeah, but like, I don't think anybody looks at Miles Morales and goes, "He's Spanish." Nobody does that.
He speaks Spanish though.
In the movie, I know his mom.
Yeah, he
does.
He does.
I don't remember.
Well, he understands his mom. So.
Yes,
and like he like when he's walking by his school, like he just like converses with people in Spanish.
Okay, I'm gonna be that guy and say that Miles Morales doesn't count.
Honestly, I kind of just saw him as half Hispanic, half black. Like that's the way I saw
I,
it.
I can't.
Start.
I like the way they like really casually portray it. Like it's just part of his life. It was like.
Well, that's how it
yeah,
should
it,
be for everything.
It wasn't
like,
shoved down our throats.
It was really just the integration was really natural. Like he felt like a living, breathing person.
I mean, yes, I am going to say that. That's what I'd ultimately want from movies. But you know, with the identity politics thing, I'm just saying that would be great. But fine, I'll take Dora the Explorer. Whatever, I'll go see this piece of shit movie with a bunch of children.
What does it come out?
Literally, it comes out this year.
Oh well,
it comes out this summer. It comes out August 2019.
Oh. But like on things that I'm actually looking forward to, they're animated versions of things that I grew up with. I'm getting more and more excited for Detective Pikachu, and I did not think I would get this excited for a fucking live action Pokemon movie. Like, I don't know. They're like just posting more and more like footage on their Twitter, and I'm like, that looks so fucking good. Like, God,
I'm so excited. I don't know.
When did Detective Pikachu come out?
May, I think.
May? There's lots of movies coming out in the next couple months.
I know.
Yeah, as we go into summer and shit.
We got Endgame. Endgame.
I just do not have the same enthusiasm for Endgame as I did for Infinity War.
Dude, what? I don't want to see Ant-Man go Thanos' ass, okay? I am
You know
prepared.
It, sister. You know it.
It's gonna be a three-hour movie
like
Ant-Man
you guys,
and Thanos' body.
Like, be real with me. Are you guys genuinely as excited for Endgame as you were for Infinity War?
I'm more excited, yes!
I'm pretty fucking hyped for Endgame.
Oh my god, I think I'm just getting burnt out from all the fucking superhero movies.
I think I did my burnout like halfway through where I like, just didn't watch them, and then I got caught up, and now I'm like back into it full swing.
Like, after I saw Solo, I was like, yep, no more Star Wars movies. These things are just gonna be bad. So,
Diesel,
I don't know.
Okay, Diesel, I think what you need to do is you need to watch a DC movie every once in a while and remember how much
Okay, well, first of all, I didn't see Aquaman because I was like, that looks like shit. But I saw Underwear Woman, Jesus.
Wonder Woman was good.
Wonder Woman, and I was like,
that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
no, that was DC's first good movie in like a long-ass fucking time. Aquaman, it was okay. But a lot of it just felt really super cliche and forced and like, eh. Like, the best part was the action, which kind of never stopped. But, I don't know. It was just like, I almost felt like leaving a couple times. It got that bad. I was like, I'm not going to leave, but Jesus, it made me cringe.
I got to a point where I could just turn my brain off, like when they just had the big giant crab and I was like, hey, cool.
I mean, I'll enjoy like really like cheesy movies. Like, I love the Fast and the Furious series. As awful as a lot of people say those movies are, there's something hilariously funny about those movies.
I haven't seen a single one.
I have every single one on DVD.
I want to see Hobbs and Shaw in theaters.
I'm going to see Hobbs and Shaw in theaters, and I'm going to be like, look at Jason Statham go. He's running as fast as a car, and the car is flying.
It's like, do you watch Fast and the Furious for the plot? No. And it's got fucking Idris Elba. What more can you want, dude? Just
I literally, like, those movies are so fucking dumb, but that's why they're, like, enjoyable.
Diesel's super hype for Fast and the Furious 27, but not Endgame.
No, I'm not really, I could give a shit if Hobbs and Shaw just, like, cancels production right now.
It's like, well, when it comes out, it's not like he's gonna regret watching it. I don't know, it's like, I think, like, part of it's, like, I don't know, the Russo brothers specifically, like, just have something that a lot of other superhero directors don't, it doesn't seem like. Like, did any of you see, like that video that Mr. Sunday Movies uploaded, like, a day ago?
Nope.
No, I didn't watch it.
Oh, it was essentially, like, a 20-minute analysis of Civil War and how, like, it's the logical progression of both Captain America and Iron Man stories to the point of Civil War and how it makes a lot more sense than I thought it did. And then, like, looking back on past movies, how the pieces were always building to that moment. And it's really, fuck! It's so good.
I'll probably watch it later, but I don't know. I'm hyped as fuck. Yeah, drop in chat. I'm hyped as fuck for Endgame. Like, it's gonna be 3 hours and 4 minutes.
I'm so glad they committed to that.
It's a long fucking movie, dude.
Apparently during test screenings, what happened was they were proud that nobody left to use the bathroom or anything. Like, they were so like just enthralled, and apparently that's what they were going for.
Damn. That's fucking good. Holy
so
shit.
I'm just so excited to watch this movie, dude. Like, I'm
I
want to
see it. I want to see it the night of because I want to be in on the memes. I'm gonna surface.
I think I'm gonna go to like midnight premiere as well. I'm probably gonna just dehydrate myself that day so I don't have to pee.
Jesus.
Or just hold it in. Okay, if you hold it long enough, you forget you gotta pee.
I can't do that.
No, I've never done that. I have a baby bladder. I need to go to the bathroom, man.
None of you have done that before.
I gotta use it. No, also that makes your kidneys not work.
Have you done it with number two?
Well, you know what, Brandon? Guess your kidneys are gonna be ruined. There you go.
All right, I usually use the bathroom, but if I'm watching Infinity War, dude, I'm not gonna pee. All right.
I don't know. It's like I strategically place my bathroom breaks throughout the day so that like I'm usually not in a position where I can't use it.
I'm trying to think of movies that came out recently that I saw that I, like, enjoyed, like, a lot, and I can't think of a single one.
Well, have you seen any?
Recently I saw How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Oh.
And I mean, like, yeah, it was, like, a nice-looking movie, like, I like the animation, but, like...
I've seen nothing but shit for that game. Or not game, movie. My bad. But, I mean,
like, we're so used to talk about games in the cast.
Well, it's like, it's weird that they just call it How to Train Your Dragon every time, because, like, first one was good. It's like, two, it's like, okay, you're pushing a little bit. Then three, it's like, it takes
three
movies.
What are you doing? Are you still training your dragon?
Yeah, it takes three movies.
Well, you're still training your dragon? What the fuck, dude? Just fly that shit,
there's like
dumbass.
There's like How to Train Your Dragon cinematic universe. Like, did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, like, there's a TV show that ties into the movies.
Wasn't there a Netflix show?
The Netflix show is a TV show.
Oh,
yeah. So it's just like,
well, I guess kids really
like this. I didn't see the second one, so I was like, I guess this is a spoiler, but Hiccup's mom is there, and I'm like, who is that? It took me like a hot second.
Who the fuck's gonna watch How to Train Your Dragon 3? Let's be realistic here. I don't even know who he's out.
Listen, I would. Hiccup's cute as shit. I love him.
I mean, he's like good boy, but like, I don't. He's kind of obnoxious. I don't know. It was like an okay movie.
You'd be obnoxious too if you were kidnapped by people and forced to never interact with your own species.
Hiccup is the person. He's like his tribe of people are all dragon riders.
I'm thinking of Toothless shit. I'm thinking of Toothless.
Toothless's species was hunted to extinction.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He's surrounded by people, not his own species.
Give me a second. I'm waiting for this Twitter page to load so I can repeat this funny video.
I seriously can't remember If I can't remember a movie, that means it was so bad that it's either been expunged from my memory or, like, it was that boring. Like, How to Train Your Dragon was at least, like, I was entertained from its runtime, you know? But, like, I can't remember, like, a movie I saw in theaters. This stuff I saw in, like, my classes that was good, but that was it.
Oh, here's the meme. You talking mad shit for an outlaw with an itemizer orb distance. There you go. That's all.
What?
What? I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Explain that meme. Is there a picture that goes with this?
If you play PMD, you get it. If you don't, you don't get the, you don't get to be part of the joke. The cool.
All right, so all five of you who play Pokemon Mystery.
It's not just five, okay? It's every.
I have played the first one, like way back. Oh, you gotta,
dude. Two is really good. Like it still holds up. I don't know, ironically, this is the meme though.
Yeah, I remember seeing that meme.
An itemizer orb is an item that turns fucking like the closest near Pokemon into items you can pick up.
Oh, okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Damn, you know a meme is really good when you can't understand without someone explaining.
That's how dank the meme is. You gotta learn.
I'm sorry, you just didn't play the game. You just didn't grow up. You're not cool enough. You're a boomer.
See, I'm sorry, I didn't have a Game Boy when I was three.
It was a DS game.
Were you even alive when the Game Boy was a thing?
I was Dude, my fucking first games were like Silver and Ruby, I think. When yeah, it was like the first games I had the Game Boy.
I remember having a Game Boy Color. That was about it.
I had an SP, but you could play like Game Boy games on that.
Yeah. I had a DS Lite, and I played Game Boy games on that.
Okay, shut up, you child.
Yeah, I had my...
Sorry, I didn't get a console until it was like, I don't know, 6 or something.
Yeah, I had an SP. I mean, that's around when I got an SP. I got like the Pokemon games like for Game Boy right before Diamond and Pearl came out. So, like, I played those, and then I was into it, and then I got Diamond and Pearl on a DS.
I still remember buying my DS Lite. I was saving up money, and I bought it from a Toys R Us for in-store pickup. Actually, was it in-store pickup? Maybe I don't remember it that well. Anyways, I got it at fucking Toys R Us, and I got a Ben 10 game in the discount bin. Yep.
It makes me so sad that fucking, like, on my Pokemon Silver copy, like, I still have it, but the battery on the inside is dead, so I can't save anymore, so I gotta replace it, or just, like, fucking... guy just be miserable.
What game
Pokemon Silver. So like Game Boy and like Game Boy games, like original Game Boy and Game Boy Color games, they have like a battery on the inside of them that like records save data, and that battery runs dry. And really? mine did a few years ago.
How long are they supposed to last?
Well, I mean, mine ran dry like after 20 years after the game came out, so like
that's not a surprise. Yeah.
So I'm debating if I want to risk replacing it or if I just want to fucking wallow.
I mean, you could probably. I wonder if Nintendo does repairs still
on a 20-year-old game. Definitely.
Well, they do repairs on pretty old stuff. I know that
there might be an independent that does repairs and stuff like that.
Like I know PlayStation just stopped doing repairs on. I think it was the PS2. Was it the PS2? Might have.
Yeah,
been.
The PS2 like stopped having support like a couple months back.
Yeah,
so the PS Vita.
Imagine people are still publishing games for PS2 up until like last year. That's
really
scary.
Yeah, not for real.
For real.
What the fuck?
We do live in a society.
What? What the hell? That's fucking weird.
It was mostly just fucking FIFA games.
Does that mean people are still publishing games on the 360 and PS3?
Yeah,
yes.
Probably.
Yes, they of course. Yes, for sure.
Oh my god. That's fucking
like,
weird.
Typically, it's just this gen and last gen. There are still people publishing
games
on the Wii.
Is Game Boy still getting new releases?
Doubtful, no.
Yeah, it's also doubtful.
Somebody in my chat told me to get a Wii U for Mario Kart, and I was like, fucking
yeah.
Mario Kart's on the Switch.
The same Mario Kart game
is
on
Switch.
The Switch, and it has all the other shit that the Wii U version didn't.
Yeah,
like,
it
bro, are you bro, like, bro, are you dumb, bro? Like, what the fuck, bro?
Alright, let's talk about John McAfee.
John McAfee. You guys know what McAfee, like, antivirus is, right?
Yeah, the worst one you can have fucking installed on your goddamn computer. Yeah,
yeah.
The one that makes you... Is that the one that makes your computer slower?
Yes.
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 So does Norton.
Yeah,
that bunch
too.
Of them do.
All of the
because
ones that are, like, bundled with your PC.
All the ones that look good are the ones that are fuck up your computer for the most part. Like, they all use this insane amount of fucking background usage.
What you're saying is the bad ones are good. So, like, Protogen...
Yes.
Is good.
They look pretty, but they're not good.
The ones that don't look pretty are usually better.
So
like they're minimalistic and they're
name like a better antivirus.
Windows was, Firewall. Like, there you go. Or,
it's what was that one?
Windows Firewall.
Malwarebytes, Casper Key, some shit like that.
Malwarebytes just looks for malware in your PC. It's not like a full-on antivirus, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard Avast is actually decent. Like, Avast is actually one of the gooder ones.
I don't even
better ones.
Yeah, I don't even have like a fucking virus protection thing on my computer.
Windows Defender. Windows Defender is good enough. It blocks most things.
Yeah, I just use Windows Firewall and shit. That's it.
Do you still use Windows 7, Brandon?
No.
Fuck you.
I just call the firewall because whenever I have to go in and turn it off to fucking do a game that has NAT type, that's what I have to turn off.
But it was called Defender on Windows 7 too, so like.
It was? I didn't even think they had it until Windows 10.
No, they've had it since Vista.
Forever.
They've had it since like Vista at least.
That's a fucking first. I have never heard Vista pronounced with an E. What the fuck? What?
It's Weiss. That's West Patrick.
I have never heard Vista pronounced with an E.
Oh, I thought you said
Weiss. Holy shit. That is a genuine first. I've never heard someone call it Vista.
I've been saying it Vista my whole life.
Well, you've been wrong your whole fucking life. Like, objectively, it's
okay,
Vista.
Fair enough. Like, I've heard other people say Vista, so I'll concede. But fucking GIF-ass motherfucker, don't step to me.
Okay,
at least
GIF
I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong.
GIF is literally correct, right? But the norm is GIF.
It's GIF.
It's...
The norm is the correct, like, term.
No.
Like, no, a language is inherently fucking malleable, and since the majority of people use GIF to refer to the thing, that makes it right.
But Vista is objectively right,
by
the way.
Everybody started saying Vista, then Vista would be right, but until that day comes, it's Vista.
Said Vista, you'd be totally fucking wrong, and
I want you to think about it like this, Brandon.
There's no fucking E in it.
Brandon, think about it like this. When you have to type out the things to differentiate in text, you type GIF the way it's actually spelled for the way we pronounce it, and you type it GIF for the wrong way of pronouncing it.
I get it. Most people don't say GIF. I've also given up on GIF because given up on trying. I say GIF now. Leave me alone, Vista.
Hey, man, I immediately gave up my charade as soon as it was brought to my attention. You kept fucking spearheading your GIF bullshit.
Does everyone in your family or someone say Vista?
I don't have a family.
Okay, do people you know say Vista?
Yeah, no, my mate, he had, like, a Vista computer, like, for a while. Like, when
what?
I was a kid, like, he had a Vista
Who
computer.
Who calls it Vista? That has to...
computer!
What the fuck?
Either that, or, like, when I was younger, I'd watch fucking tutorials on that OS, and they'd always pronounce it Vista or some shit, and that just carried over.
That is
fucked.
It's like,
this is how you hook up Xbox controller to Windows Vista? Okay.
I'm pretty sure I could find a clip of Bill Gates saying Vista. I don't think he's
You
ever
probably
said
could.
Vista.
I think you're probably
liar.
Right, but like when I heard it, I probably heard Vista.
I don't
stuck.
Even think I've really heard the word Vista ever. Just on its own.
It sounds like Visa, like a Visa credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's what I was basing it off of. That like Vista. It's like an extra letter, so I just kept it. I don't know. There's so many things it could have been.
We're Googling Vista versus Vista right
That's
now.
That's so fucking weird.
How to pronounce Vista.
It's pronounced... This is like a no contest thing. Like, there's no conversation.
There's literally an I! And like I don't know, I say Visa?
I'm
like,
fucking crying.
Yeah, Vista.
Vista? When,
I feel like... Fuck. How do you pronounce it in Spanish? Is it still Vista?
Vista. I have no idea, dude. I'm mind blown. Vista. I've never heard that before. That was so like you. So,
oh,
you,
apparently
so
there's like
casual
a
too.
Apparently there's a fucking like argument about a place in Colorado where like they can't decide what to call it. Buena Vista.
That's Vista.
No, that's Buena Vista.
Fuck, you're right. But
the
still.
Fucking the mayor like wants them to say Vista. Apparently.
Why?
Because apparently that's what it was when like they originally created the town. I don't know.
No.
I'm skimming this news article as I listen to you. It's hard.
Yeah, that was definitely a first. Thank you. I guess you learn something new every day. Someone in the world has pronounced Vista wrong their entire lives. What the fuck?
Jesus
oh my
Christ.
God.
God, right. Fucking John McAfee. Give me...
Yeah, let's talk about him now.
Yeah, all right. So this guy's running for president in 2020. But here's why he's a meme, right? So first of all, this guy allegedly may or may not have shot his neighbor, right? That's okay. One thing.
So allegedly killed someone.
Allegedly killed someone. He also said if Bitcoin doesn't reach like 20 million by like 2020 or something, he'll chop off his own dick and eat it.
Didn't he compete in 2016? What party was he?
He was libertarian in 2016 and he lost to Gary Johnson, but he's doing it again. And his campaign slogan is "Don't vote for me."
Really?
Yes. Like you can check right now.
I didn't even know this dude was fucking running, like at all.
I remember his name sounded familiar and his face looked familiar, but
as we get closer to the election, you'll probably hear more about him. But again, he's not one of the two main parties, so you're never gonna he's never gonna be president anyway. But
what party is he?
Libertarian.
He's libertarian. No.
And anything he'll divide the vote if he gets nominated, but that's it.
You know this funny Yang Gang meme?
I have no idea what that is.
Nope. There's like somebody running for president called Andrew Yang. I don't know what side it's on, but like there's like a Yang Gang meme that started.
Oh yeah, he's a meme guy, right?
I looked at his Facebook group made it. He didn't like make that as part of his campaign. I don't think.
Isn't he the guy that wants to introduce the universal basic income? Yeah, he is.
I don't know, but like what I just wanted to say that I looked up Yang Gang to find the meme, but it found a different politician who's actually just in China named Yang Gang.
Yeah, Andrew Yang is he's the guy who's been like campaigning for the universal basic income of like I think $1,000. The issue is that the studies he's been conducting aren't like they're really hard to achieve because like the problem is, right, the whole point is giving everyone $1,000 a month, right? But the problem is if you give a select group $1,000 a month, they get $1,000 more than the other groups that don't have it yet. So you can't really run tests unless it's like a whole city or something like that.
A closed loop community, like a closed community.
You have to make it so everyone's equal to test the theory. I mean, like the theory I think would work, especially like with automation and shit coming around the corner. So I think eventually it's something that's definitely going to be introduced probably in our lifetimes. But like, I don't know, this next election, no, not going to happen.
You see, my libertarian sensibilities have me saying that we should have Bitcoin only and that everybody should be driving Mad Max cars on privatized roads, but that's...
Well, I think... first of all, I think privatization of everything is terrible. I'd rather not be on a highway made by McDonald's.
I'm memeing here, but like...
I know, but... fucking like I don't know, there's like a whole
hello welcome to McNew York owned by the McDonald's corporation.
Every state's renamed to something like that.
Yo yeah. Bro, you can't say memer with a hard R, dude. That's fucked up.
Can't say the M word, guys. All right,
you can say memer is our word.
Oh my fucking god. Is that what we're gonna talk about with McAfee?
Okay, I'll give like some brief rundowns. While he was living in Belize, his compound was raided because they thought he was making methamphetamines.
Looking at his mugshot, he looks a little bit like a meth.
He had a love affair with a 16-year-old ex-prostitute.
Ooh, this guy's juicy. I want him to be president. Great presidential candidate.
All right, it's out of context time.
Let's see. There was like, there are videos, so many videos of him smoking weed. It's fucking crazy. That ex hooker also shot at him while he was sleeping in his bed with one of the guns that he always carries on himself.
How do you miss?
She air quotes, missed on purpose, and air quotes, did it just to scare him, and now he has a ruptured eardrum. I think she just missed, but that's just like my opinion on that.
I don't know how the fuck you'd miss point blank with someone.
She missed point blank, so I think she like freaked and missed.
I mean, if it was dark, to be fair.
Yeah, but I think she was just, like, scared. She wasn't committed to murdering someone.
That's fair.
There was also a point that she held him at knife point and was like, I'm going to kill you because you were looking at other women. And then John McAfee's response to that was, go ahead, make my day, basically. He's an interesting guy. Let's see. He used to organize, like, he used to digitally organize train schedules using punch card programming back in the 60s.
He did that while on LSD and like the a bunch 60s. Of drugs.
How old is this motherfucker?
He's like 73.
About as old as every other presidential candidate, to be fair.
Oh my god! And then yeah. Bernie's like 80. How old god. Is Bernie? Hold on.
Actually, Bernie is aged in Crypt Keeper days, so 43 Crypt Keepers. Thank you.
I mean, he's 77.
That was fucking good.
He's 77. So I mean, like. He actually is nearly 80. Holy shit. Bernie's 6 foot? What the fuck?
Oh my god, he really is the Crypt Keeper.
He's a fucking giant.
Oh my god.
I don't know, it's
I love making fun of politics just because it's so easy, but it, like, John McAfee's really interesting just because he has a weird story behind him.
Yeah, weird. Definitely just weird.
I just there was also like a video. It was like how to uninstall McAfee antivirus, and he hasn't been involved with the company since the 90s. But he did this whole video like surrounded by like hookers and bath salts and coke. And
what being, the like, fuck? How does he expect to ever win with all this dirt?
Well, I don't think he does.
He doesn't expect to win. He really doesn't. He doesn't want to be president.
Then why? He's really just fucking around.
He's running for president so that way he can talk about cryptocurrency and why people need to invest in it.
Oh, that's a decent idea.
Which is okay, fine.
I mean, based off the character you just said, I feel like he wants people to invest so he could pull out.
I mean, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I think crypto is like a good idea. I just, like, I don't have the technical knowledge to jump in on that right now.
I think a currency is a good idea, yeah. I think, like, a universal currency for everything is a great idea.
Venezuela coin!
But, like, yeah, Venezuela coin, that's... I wonder when that's going to be over.
Venezuela coin?
Isn't, like, Venezuela
coin? Just, you know, people starving in Venezuela because...
I thought, like, that was... I thought that had already come to a head. That's what I'm talking about. I thought that had already come to a head and, like, he'd been usurped or what?
No.
There's riots everywhere, and people are getting detained and shot by the military.
You know, all I remember is that, like, interim president guy being, like, supported by a bunch of, like, guys at the UN, and then, like, the... Whoa, what's his fucking face? Whoever's in power is there, like, at the moment, like, not being...
No, my phone, yeah!
I don't... know about that, but the guy who's in power now is definitely a dictator.
Okay, so it's the same guy. It's the same guy.
Yes. Yeah, yes. No, he's refusing to give up power. He's probably gaining weight in the process. So
who was the guy that was like going to take a like who was said he like he claimed office until they could have actual votes and like got support, but like obviously didn't go through because you know, dictator.
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't know about this story until I heard about the stuff with RuneScape. And how Venezuela...
What?
Okay, so...
Yeah,
RuneScape
wait, is
gold,
it RuneScape gold's worth more than Venezuelan dollar.
Yes, so what's happening yeah. is... So what's happening is that Venezuelans are hopping on, like, online games, they're investing in cheap computers, playing RuneScape, farming for gold, selling that gold for Venezuelan money so they can feed their families. But it's illegal to play RuneScape, so if the government catches you playing RuneScape,
oh,
or
my,
somebody reports
retarded.
You to the Venezuelan government because they're an asshole... then you and your family will all be murdered at the behest of the government. So there you
I
go.
I have no idea who the fuck would snitch on someone terrible. in that climate. If you,
the
if
Chinese
someone,
gold farmers are.
They're snitching?
Yes.
They get paid to snitch.
People just copy-paste a bunch of shit and they get logged off the internet. So, I mean, like...
It's like you get... A lot of people will get paid to snitch and also, like, there are people who are scared if they don't snitch, they'll end up in the gutter.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, but I don't know. I feel like at the moment, like... It has to be a situation where it's like government versus people. There's no doubt in my mind because, like, what I've seen on like from videos alone, it's just like Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it's genuinely awful. Like, I have no idea how that's like. Well, I do.
It's a humanitarian. It's a humanitarian crisis. But there are people in the West here who say that's not happening. All of that's not happening. Venezuela.
It's just not real, is it?
Australia doesn't exist.
It's just not. It's just not real, is it? It's just not. You're lying, aren't
it's
you?
Not
I knew
real
it. I knew
socialism. I saw like what was it? He was like a professor of like socialism history and like the USSR, and he was like, "What's happening in Venezuela isn't true." It was just like, what the fuck? I just saw a video of like these people having their rations burned by the government. What are you talking about? But yeah.
I have like, I guess like on an ideological level, maybe not because like socialism like means like hands, like power in the hands of the people, but it's a fucking dictator, but still.
See, the issue is like, I don't know. It's just like, it's every political system and like economic system is super fucking complicated, and there's no easy solution to, you know, fix any of them. Like, they all have their own problems.
If we all just farm for RuneScape gold, it'll increase the... but no, that would decrease the price of RuneScape gold. Never mind. That's how economies work.
That's fucking inflation time. But that's like why a lot of people say like a mix of like shit to like help compensate for one's issues is like...
Well, I mean, yeah, that's why universal basic income. Yeah. That's why universal basic income is being introduced or like wants to... Or people suggesting it. I mean, like, I think it's a good idea.
At least experimenting with it to see like how it goes.
I mean, in theory, it's a good idea because like imagine like every single citizen just has $1,000 in their pocket.
I disagree.
A lot of people say the inflation argument, but it's like... and then like price locking doesn't work, so it depends.
See, okay, the problem with universal basic income is, yeah, inflation. Like, you give everyone $1,000, that $1,000 is instantly worth less than what it was before.
I guess that's true.
So that's the issue
with, like, doing it. At the same time, in the future, we're going to have problems with automation, and people are going to be losing more and more and more jobs.
Man, guys, this is great. Anybody who's listened an hour in is now going to have hot political takes in the comments section.
Yeah, I mean, like, universal basic... I guess, like, maybe universal basic income isn't the most, like, maybe less so universal basic income and universal basic needs, food and shit is covered. Food and water are covered, maybe shelter
well,
some shit.
It was
like
the CEO
like
of Nestle who said that water is a basic human right.
Yeah, that guy also has slave children doing his bidding, all right? He's not a good man, all right? they admitted to having children slaves. They admitted to it.
And yet you still buy Nestle products. You probably buy Nestle products and you have no idea.
I mean, what do they sell?
They sell hundreds, but lots of different brands of water.
Okay,
so I don't really buy water bottles because I usually just have my own. So,
okay, bro, listen. He didn't say that it was not a human right. He said that water being a human right is extreme. Okay, it's different.
Even though you literally need water to survive,
days. If you're in a desert, right? You can survive longer without food than you can without water. You will die in 3 days.
Yeah. Depending on your body mass, you can survive longer and longer. Like, if you're fat, you can last longer in the desert without food. Because that fat is energy for your body to use. But you need the water every, like, 2 to 3 days at least. At least.
Or you will die.
Pushing it.
Water being a human right. Typical far-left propaganda.
That's like some asshole coming out and trying to sell, like, bottled air. I know they do it in Colorado, I know. But that's
it's
different.
Canned air?
That's they don't sell like they sell like a don't they sell like pressurized fucking
it's
like
pressurized concentrated oxygen, and it's mainly for people who are one into sports or two people who are like older and need to adjust to the climate because your dexterity goes down significantly when like being here from going from sea level. Like it's
can't
very
confirm.
Noticeable.
Can't confirm. Walking up the fucking stairs at that, like, on the mountain hurt.
Yeah, no, it's harder. It's a lot harder. And, like, I
it's
just
like,
got to adjust.
The thing is with, like, that canned air we got as a funny meme, like, yeah, it's not like you just fucking, like, close a can on air. It's, like, pressure sealed, so, like, at whatever altitude you go to, like, it stays the same.
Yeah, it's mainly meant for sports. So, if someone's really out of breath, just take a hit of oxygen.
It's like, I don't know, like, if you guys know that much about scuba, but, like, you know how, like, if you go deeper underwater, like, the water pressure gets stronger, so you are inhaling more air from your oxygen tank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, essentially how that works, it's, like, the same way going up, but, like, the amount of air in your oxygen tank doesn't necessarily change because it's pressurized. You're just, like, you're able to consume more at the top. That way your lungs can work and shit.
Yeah.
But, that like, they don't fucking sell canned air like here in New York. They don't sell it.
Well, but it's like you don't need it.
Your altitude,
yeah, but like
so,
if Nestle had its way, they would fucking bottle air and sell it in New York.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like
so clean
some,
air.
There'd be some asshole that would buy it thinking it's healthy.
I think it's China that like they buy bottled air from the U.S. and other countries because
okay,
it's cleaner.
That's because their air is
smog
so
boys.
Smog-ridden, it's
yeah,
impossible
it's
to
awful.
Walk around.
What's up, lads? It's real fucking Spaceballs hours.
It's, what's the movie? The Lorax? The guy bottles the fucking air in plastic
yeah.
bottles?
Yeah. The Lorax,
yeah. Yeah, wait, Brandon, have you seen Spaceballs?
No.
Oh,
bro! Paxis.
Brandon, I'm making a list for you because you asked for one.
Yeah, I did
ask. Yeah, yeah. I'm not done with it. I'm trying to find some good shit, but I think if you see Spaceballs over PAX, that would be good. There you
maybe
go.
Maybe watch it at PAX.
There we go. All sounds right. like a good
plan. I think it's time to end the podcast.
All right, get out of here. I don't know.
Gamer time.
It's quite doing it.
Thanks for watching this episode of Lab Mouse Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at LabMouse_, and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel if you have not already. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and a couple other places. Any last words, guys?
Gay. Yes.
Too bad.